Most people don't realize that honeybees pollinate about one-third of our food supply around the world. Honeybees pollinate apple trees and berry bushes, vegetables, melons, almonds, and many other food sources. Honeybees were originally brought from Europe to the United States in 1620, and periodically since then, there have been occasional die-offs of honeybees, mostly attributed to mites. But according to the scientists, beekeepers, and government agency bee specialists that I've talked to recently, there have never been so many literal empty, deserted honeybee hives as there are now, and no one knows why. The past year in America, at least 22 states have reported honeybee disappearances. Government and science authorities are calling this, and this is their phrase, colony collapse disorder. Beekeepers have reported losses ranging from 60% up to 100% of their bee colonies gone. As winter changes to spring and beekeepers in the colder Northeast can open their hives again, it's expected that there will be many more empty hives. Strangely, honeybees have also been disappearing in huge numbers in Spain and Poland. Adding to the European mystery is that Spain has very large commercial beekeeper operations with at least some cases, 3 million colonies of honeybees, similar to the United States. But Poland's 400,000 hives are largely raised on individual farms where smaller bee colonies are separated from each other. So if the answer was disease, you would not expect Poland's separated hives to be plagued by large numbers of honeybee disappearances as in Spain and the United States. The European countries with the largest honeybee populations are France and Italy, and it might be significant that those two countries banned certain pesticides in recent years because beekeepers there became convinced that systemic pesticides were killing off honeybees. So far, neither France nor Italy has yet reported the collapse of any of their honeybee hives. And one scientist who has been studying honeybees at Penn State University for the past 18 years is Marianne Frazier. I ask her how serious she thinks the honeybee disappearances are.
I would say this is certainly the worst die-off that I've seen in my experience working with honeybees. It may be the worst die-off that has ever occurred with honeybees since they've been introduced into the United States in the 1620s. It's characterized by the bees being there in the colonies quite healthy and strong one day, and then within a week to 2 weeks, the beekeeper goes back, and the bees have disappeared from the colonies. Sometimes a queen and a small number of bees. Oftentimes there's brood, which is the young developing bees. Somehow the bees have just gone, and we assume died outside the hive. There's no evidence that the bees have congregated anywhere or tried to swarm. There's no evidence of that. The bees are just missing. Very unusual kind of situation.
We're talking then about the mysterious disappearance of bees in the millions, and that then must present a problem in doing some kind of autopsy to find out what is happening.
That's right. It is very difficult to find out what's happening. We do have some strong leads about what might be happening, and that has come from beekeepers who we have interviewed at great length and tried to come up with common threads, things that these beekeepers have in common that might explain some of what's happening.
One of those large American beekeepers is David Hackenberg, owner of Hackenberg Apiaries in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Mr. Hackenberg has been raising honeybees for both commercial honey sales and for pollination in Florida and California crops over the past 45 years. He suspects that the culprit in this unprecedented honeybee disappearance is systemic pesticides, poisons designed to stay inside plants and kill off insects that damage crops. Systemic pesticides are not supposed to kill off honeybees, but David Hackenberg explains why he thinks that's the problem.
We moved bees up and down the East Coast. We moved the last of our bees south in October. And a month later, in early November, we went out to look at some bees, and the first location we found that had disappeared, we had 400 hives of bees in it. In less than 4 weeks, they just disappeared. Empty boxes, no dead bees on the ground, no dead bees anywhere.
So it is really a disappearance more than even a die-off because you don't have bodies.
That's absolutely right. The bees are gone. I mean, they've died someplace, but nobody knows where they are. Whether they flew off a mile or 2 miles or what to die, I mean, we just don't know how far out they're going.
In that first disappearance of all of those bees from your hives, how many bees did you lose?
Those beehives would have had somewhere around 20,000 to 30,000 bees per hive. And, you know, if you take that times roughly 400, you're talking about millions of bees disappearing.
What have you seen disappearing since the fall?
We had 2,900 hives of bees here in October, and we're down to less than 1,000 now. So we've lost 60-some percent of them.
Have you ever had this happen before?
No, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to us. I mean, I've seen a lot of things come down the pike. I've been through mites. I've been through fires. I've been through floods. I've had warehouses burned to the ground. I've had 10 feet of water in my warehouse. And I know what caused that. I know what caused the fire. And I know what caused the problem when we had mites. But the problem here is we don't know. I just shudder to see what things will look like by this time next year. In this case, the thing that's really amazing is that other bees will come in and rob out the honey that's left. And there's a few predators. Here in the south, we have a hive beetle that moves in. We have a wax moth that moves in and starts eating up comb and stuff. The interesting thing about this whole thing is that none of these things happen. The bees do not bother these combs. They literally sit there for weeks, and you know they don't come and try to take the honey out of the boxes. The beetles don't bother them. The wax moths don't bother them. So it's just like there's something in there that's repelling everything else.
As if the honey itself that was made by all of the bees that have disappeared is giving off something that other normal predators and bees are staying away from.
There's something in the hive. We're pretty sure the honey's not the problem because once you air out this hive for a day or so, they will take the honey. And if you air the hive out, the beetles and everything else, and the wax moths and everything else will take. So there's some toxic odor, some... Fortunately, some of these colonies still living, and we found this here in Florida, and we beat it back to Penn State with it. And looking, basically thinking we had some new virus problems, but found out that bees were full of a fungus. And we think this fungus is giving off some toxins. Personally, I think the fungus is probably a secondary from something else, poisonous pollen or something that was gathered by the bees.
Dave, what would it mean if there was some kind of contaminated pollen in 22 states?
Well, it actually means that there's probably a big problem out here that's probably a lot wider than most of us want to even think about. There's the possibility that there's some new insecticide or some new something that's being applied to crops or being used that is being transferred into this pollen the bees are gathering and bringing back to the hive that's coming up through the plant. You know, remains to be seen, but it sure appears that way because there are new products out there that are systemic, which means that they, you know, they stay in the plant. So not only staying in the plant, but then it's probably going in the food that we're eating and the animals are eating and everybody else is eating, and really serious ramifications to this thing.
We could be just at the tip of an iceberg here.
Personally, I think that's the case. I've had several people in Washington in the last several months tell me that honeybees are a canary of the human race. Canary, what was used in mines to see whether there's oxygen or not enough oxygen for the miners, and the canary fell over, why it was time to get out. And Penn State has already found that it looks like the immune system has been broken down in these honeybees. If the immune system is broken down, then this stuff's going in our food supply. You know, how much does it take to take out humans? You know, I hate to be pessimistic in this situation, but it just doesn't appear good.
Right. And what happens if all of the honeybees disappear?
Well, first of all, a third of the food supply in the United States, and actually the world, a third of the food supply is directly related to the honeybee. Fruits, vegetables, nuts, just a lot of stuff that we eat that we're accustomed to having every day is, you know, the honeybee is directly responsible for it. And then there's probably another 30% of what we consume. The honeybees are indirectly responsible for it. Take the milk you drink. The cows have to have hay. They got to eat clover and alfalfa to produce milk. And if you go back and listen to what Einstein told us, he said if the honeybees disappeared off the face of the earth within 4 years, all life would be gone. And even the wildlife depends on plants pollinated by the honeybees for berries. And so it's not just the humans not going and getting apples and carrots. We're talking about a real big, serious problem.
When you talked with the people in the government and they said that the honeybees were like a canary down in the coal mine, warning if the bird died, then the miners might die, what did the government people say that they thought might be the problem?
We don't know. That was in the preliminary stages, but that's the first time, you know, in my 40-some years of beekeeping that anybody had ever said that to me. I mean, it was something I had never heard before.
And what you mean is our entire food supply, not only in this country, but other parts of the world, could be threatened as the honeybees and other bees are threatened by whatever is killing them.
Yes, that's exactly right. And actually, we're hearing from Europe now that Poland and Spain, they have lost astronomically numbers of bees this past fall. Even with the losses we got now, there's guys that are telling me there's no way that they're going to be able to replace the losses they have this year. So, I mean, if you can't replace the losses you got this year and you have another loss on top of it next year, you're headed down a bad way, that's all.
And especially is it ironic if the culprit is the chemicals in pesticides that have been developed to allow farmers to grow crops and it ends up killing the pollinators.
That's right.
I talked with the acting state apiarist in Pennsylvania's Department of Agriculture. He is Dennis Van Engelsdorp, and I asked him if he expects food shortages this year because of the honeybee crisis and what he thinks worst case might be.
This situation is unique because we're not sure what the underlying cause is.
Would you say that you might have an answer in March?
Then I think we'll be able to rule some things out by March. I would be very surprised right now if there was a very large shortage to meet East Coast needs this year. However, if we can't figure out how to identify this problem or solve this problem, we couldn't sustain a loss like this again. That's what differentiates this loss from past losses like the varroa mite and honeybee trachomite losses, because there's not that number of bees to fill in the void anymore.
And so what is worst case and worst case consequences?
I think that this is a worst case for the beekeepers who experience 80-90% loss. That's terrible. There was one Pennsylvania beekeeper who spent $15,000 to move his colonies to California for almond, and he's bringing nothing back but dead hives. And that's worst case for him.
And even, jeez, George, honeybees brought here from Australia to try to fill in for the disappearing American honeybees have also disappeared.